Just one halakha regarding the law of wearing a kippah on one's head. The first question we discuss, is it mandatory or not? Does one have to wear his kippah in the street or not? This is actually a great machloket amongst the Rishonim, and also trickles down to the Acharonim. Rav Chida held that wearing a kippah is midat hasidut, is above and beyond the call of duty. However, others, like the Taz, holds that today it becomes mandatory. Now, Acham Avadya has a famous teshuvah regarding Jews in Israel, where the kippah becomes a symbol of affiliation. So he says in Israel one should never take off his kippah, you know, unless he's in the shower, in the mikveh, or places like that. Even to sleep with one's kippah, the mikubalim bring down that it's proper. However, there are many poskim that say that, like I said, it is midat hasidut. So our ruling would be, if a person can wear his kippah as many hours in the day, besides when he's praying, besides when he's learning, besides when he's making berachot, of course, matov manaim. Of course, we're not talking where he's going to jeopardize his life and things like that. Certainly walking around in your house where there is no issue of, sakana, anti-Semitism. So certainly one should, get into the custom of having his kippah on in his house, in his home. Certainly in the streets also. Baruch Hashem, we're living in relatively tame neighborhoods. One should wear the kippah on his head. Kippah symbolizes Yirat Shamayim, that there's a God above you. But again, those that do not wear the kippah, they do have what to rely on. The question then is asked, we all know you have to wear a kippah when you're praying. But let's say, unwittingly, you realize that you were not wearing a kippah and you prayed, or you made a beracha. Does it invalidate? Not a great machloket amongst the Acharonim. The Maaseh Acham Avadya is lenient, and he says, b'di'avad, if one prayed or said a beracha without a kippah on his head, the tefillah counts and the beracha counts. Last but not least, the size of the kippah. Then we'll get to the color. The size of the kippah is actually also discussed. L'chatechila, Acham Avadya holds, you have to have a kippah that covers the majority of your head. Sometimes you see the mini kippot. Those are not preferable. L'chatechila should have a yarmulke that does cover, again, the majority. B'di'avad, if the kippah is big enough that it's visible from all sides, meaning no matter what angle you look at a person, you're able to see the kippah, so that is second best. But again, the minis, like the small little pancakes that they put on their heads, that's more for show or just for fashion statement. Those kippot really are not proper to wear. So it seems the bigger the kippah, the better. And that's the halakha.